movement of mathematics in the direction of greater exactness, as is well known, led to large tracts of it becoming formalized so that proofs can be carried out according to a few mechanical rules. The most comprehensive formal systems yet set up are, on the one hand, the system of Principia Mathematica, and on the other, the axiom system for sets theory of Zermelo Fraenkel, later extended by J.V. Neumann. These two systems are so extensive that all methods of proof used in mathematics today have been formalized in them. I.e. reduced to a few axioms and rules of inference. It may therefore be surmised that these axioms and rules of inference are also sufficient to decide all mathematical questions which can in any way at all be expressed formally in the systems concerned. It is shown below that this is not the case, and that in both the systems mentioned there are in fact relatively simple problems in the theory of ordinary whole numbers which cannot be decided from the axioms. This situation is not due in some way to the special nature of the system set up, but holds for a very extensive class of formal systems, including in particular all those arising from the addition of a finite number of axioms to the two systems mentioned, provided that thereby no false propositions of the kind described in footnote 4 become provable. Before going into details, we shall first indicate the main lines of the proof, naturally without laying claim to exactness. The formula of a formal system, we restrict ourselves here to the system PM, are looked at from outside. Finite series of basic signs, variables, logical constants, and or brackets or separation points, and it is easy to state precisely just which series of basic signs are meaningful formula and which are not. Proofs from the formal standpoint are likewise nothing but finite series of formulae with certain specifiable characteristics. For metamathematical purposes, it is naturally material what objects are taken as basic signs. And we propose to use natural numbers for them. Accordingly, then, a formula is a finite series of natural numbers, and a particular proof schema is a finite series of finite series of natural numbers. Meta-mathematical concepts and propositions thereby become concepts and propositions concerning natural numbers. series of them. And therefore at least partially expressible in the symbols of the system PM itself. In particular, it can be shown that the concepts formula, proof schema, and provable formula are definable in the system PM, i.e. one can give a formula f of v of PM, for example, with one free variable v of the type of a series of numbers such that f of v interpreted as the content states v is a provable formula. Now, we obtain an undecidable proposition of the system PM, i.e. a proposition A for which neither A or not A are provable in the following manner. A formula of PM with just one free variable, and that of the type of the natural numbers, class of classes, we shall designate a class sign. We think of the class signs as being somehow arranged in a series, and denote the nth one by R of n. And we note that the concept class sign as well as the ordering relation R are definable in the system PM. Let alpha be any class sign by alpha n. We designate that formula which is derived on replacing the free variable in the class sign alpha by the sign for the natural number n. The three-term relation x equals yz also proves to be definable in PM. We now define a class k of natural numbers as follows.